FHE for Little Friends, Christmas Story Figures. For unto us a child, Jesus Christ, is born. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. To tell the story of Jesus Christ, you will need glue, lightweight cardboard as big as this page, scissors, and dryer lint or flannel for use on a flannel board, or sticky back magnets for use on a refrigerator or a cookie sheet that isn't made of aluminum. You may need help from an older person to follow the directions. 1. Ask an older person to glue this page to the cardboard. Let it dry. 2. Cut out all the figures. 3. Put a dab of glue on the back of each figure and immediately cover the glue with a dryer lint or flannel, or attach the sticky back of a magnet to the back of each figure. And the figures show Joseph and Mary kneeling, the baby Jesus, the little box of hay in which he was laid, an angel, a wise man on a camel, the star of Bethlehem, and two shepherds with a sheep beside them. New Testament Story Markers by Elizabeth Giles. Now you may need help on this one too, from an older person. Next year, Latter-day Saints will be studying the New Testament. You can make these markers to give as gifts. All you need are crayons or colored markers, clear plastic adhesive paper or clear wrapping tape, and scissors. 1, color the pictures. 2, cover them with a clear plastic adhesive paper or clear wrapping tape. And 3, cut them out. And the 3 markers show Christ in Gethsemane, and it's called the Atonement. And at the bottom it says Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 through 46, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verses 16 through 19. The second marker shows Jesus' baptism. And at the bottom, Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. And the third marker, the Good Shepherd. Down at the bottom says John chapter 10, verses 1 through 5, and verses 11 through 15. Mint candy wreaths. Ingredients you'll need: 3.5 cups of confectioner's sugar, 2 tablespoons evaporated milk, 1/2 cup butter or margarine softened, 1/4 teaspoon peppermint or wintergreen flavoring, green food coloring, and tiny red cinnamon candies. Directions. 1. Mix together well the first 4 ingredients. Place the mixture in a resealable plastic bag. 2. Add a few drops of the green food coloring, seal the bag, and knead the mixture. If it is not green enough, add more coloring, 2 drops at a time, kneading well each time. 3. Take a piece of the mixture about the size of a walnut and roll it into a cylinder about 4 inches, 10 centimeters long. 4. Bend the cylinder into the wreath shape and press cinnamon candies around the top as holly berries. Repeat steps 3 and 4 until the mixture is all used up. 5. Place all the wreaths on a paper towel and cover them with another paper towel. Let set overnight. Good books for little friends. Christmas Secrets by Anne Schwenninger. This easy-to-read book has 3 short chapters. In the first, the children build a snowman that looks just like, oops, it's a secret. In chapter 2, they write to tell Santa what they want for Christmas. Chapter 3 tells about making lots of cookies, including 3 special ones for guess whom. Merry Christmas, Nora Noel by Ann Dixon. As the rest of the family enjoy spring, summer, and fall, they wait to greet the new baby and to celebrate the birth of the first Christmas babe. The Best Christmas Present of All by Linda Jennings. Mr. Merriweather took Buster in when he had been abandoned. They loved each other. When Mr. Merriweather had to go to the hospital, his grandchildren took Buster to their house. But he didn't understand and ran away home. The children found him and took him to their home again. Can you guess what his Christmas present, the best of all, was? Christmas at the J.O. by James Rice. It was Christmas Eve. Papa wasn't home yet, and a blizzard was coming. Mama and Patricia and Jason did their chores early, made decorations for the Christmas tree, and went to bed. Then Patricia heard the corral gate banging. She and Jason got it fastened, but the wind and ice were so bad that they had to take shelter in the barn. That's where Papa found them. Christmas with Grandfather by Winfried Wolf. Thomas's father was dead. Thomas and his mother were too sad to celebrate Christmas. Then his father's father asked them to spend Christmas with him. He gave Thomas a special gift, a faded old wooden horse that was missing both an ear and an eye. But Grandfather had made it, and Thomas's father had loved it, and that made all the difference. End of Four Little Friends. Verse.